don't make any sense. You say he's just a
plain fool.
Okay. Any other names?
That's about all, I guess.
Is that word fool nice to use, sir?
No, I don't think it's nice, but it's about what they need when they keep doing things.
Okay. Someone who has a lot of money but never spends any money at all, you'd call him a...
He's a tightwad.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Just somebody that's not up in the world. They call him common, I guess.
Is it insulting?
No, it wouldn't insult me, but what nobody say.
Uh-huh. What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
Well, that sounds all right, too. She don't care what you say. Mm-hmm. You're not hurting her when you're talking about her. You're hurting yourself. You're not hurting her.
Uh-huh. And an old person, maybe up around 80 years old or so, that still does work and gets around real well, you say, well, I don't care how old they are. It's still mighty...
mighty active.
Okay. Any other word you'd use besides active?
Several words already. So he's mighty spry, mighty active.
Uh-huh.
He gets about mighty well.
Mm-hmm. And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And you say, well, they'll get home all right.
Just don't worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark, huh?
I'm scared to go upstairs.
Okay. Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty what with his money?
I'd say he's mighty careless with his money.
And someone who's real sure of his own ways and there's never any sense arguing with him, he won't change his mind, he won't listen to you. You say he's mighty...
stubborn.
Okay. Any other expression besides stubborn?
He's mighty contrarian, stubborn.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper would be mighty...
Yeah, have a bad temper yourself, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, say, you better not tease him about that, because when it comes to that, he's still mighty...
Still mighty, feeling mighty bad about it or something?
Yeah, you mean that he's sensitive about it. You say, he's still mighty... what about that?
I don't know what you'd say. He feels mighty bad about it.
Well, would you ever say touches or testy or...
I reckon you could say he's still mighty touches about that.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Didn't know he'd get so mad, get so touches about it.
Uh-huh. And if someone's about to lose his temper, you tell him, now just keep...
quiet.
Or just... what down?
Just... hold your temper down and keep quiet a while.
Okay. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other expression you'd use?
Well, that's about the most. That's hard. Give up.